Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, it is time once again for that USDA crop production estimate report, supply and demand report. General consensus looking at all the pre-estimates report, actually, looking for corn and soybean crops to have gotten smaller since that August report we saw. How did we actually come out, sir?
Well, we did see a corn crop get smaller. We have a corn crop now just under 12.5 billion bushels. USDA surprised everybody by coming in underneath 150 bushels per acre at 148.1. The problem is we also saw this cut into our demand as they lowered export demand by 100 million bushels. They lowered ethanol for fuel by 100 million bushels. So that caused us to see an increase in ending stocks. New crop ending stocks rose to 672 million bushels. Now, this is still below August, but not as low as what the USDA was looking, or the trade was looking for this morning. Now, on the other hand, the soybean crop, we saw USDA increase the soybean crop. We increased the yield to 41.8. We increased production to 3.085 billion bushels. We also saw, similar to the opposite of the corn, we saw them increase export business by 15 million bushels. So that helped out a little bit on the ending stocks, but our ending stocks still came in above what the trade was looking for at 165 million bushels. Now, when you get past that, the only numbers that came out for the wheat was really ending stocks, which came in much higher than expected at 761 million bushels, as the wheat also saw their exports trim by 75 million bushels. So not really great news across the board, especially for the wheat. And even the corn is a little bit mixed, considering the fact that we're seeing the smaller crop, higher prices cut into demand. Now, this morning is going to be next impossible to try to outguess how we're going to open these markets after seeing downside overnight due to the U.S. and the European equity markets pulling us lower. And with this report, a little bit of a mixed report to some extent, 9:30 openings at the moment are still kind of up in the air.